It's Morning Edition. Good morning. 6:38. I'm Jennifer Lynn. You're listening to WHYY in Philadelphia. We at WHYY are remembering the everyday people in our region who have been lost to the COVID-19 pandemic and what they meant to their families, their friends, their communities. WHYY's Jimena Conde tells us about Frances Pilot, also known as Big Mama, who defied expectations for women of her generation.
One of Frances's favorite songs was Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, an apt choice for a woman who, according to family and friends, thrived. Family friend Martina Singer says Frances always prioritized family.
But she also wanted to have her own independence and to show that you can be a mother, you can be a wife, you can be a friend, and you can be successful.
The Jersey Shore native was born in 1938 to a farmer and factory worker. She was the first in her family to go to college and graduated from nursing school in 1959. She was 22 when she got married the following year. But Martina says Frances's professional dreams placed a strain on the marriage.
She wanted to show him that she can be just as powerful as he can, and she can bring in money as well, and basically for him to think of her as an equal.
The couple eventually divorced, but her daughter Kathleen Pilot says the couple still worked together to raise their kids. Still, Frances never dated again.
My mother always said, "I don't need a man to validate me for anything, Kathleen."
Instead, the matriarch focused on her other love, nursing. After decades of working as a psychiatric nurse, Frances became the school nurse at a state-run program in Monmouth County, where she cared for the children of teen mothers trying to finish high school. Martina says Frances offered them the same support she gave her own children and was equally as strict with them.
She would make sure she would call them up. Where are you? You're supposed to be in school. And she would send the bus and go and get them.
Even after Frances retired in 2012, she didn't slow down. She volunteered with the Special Olympics in New Jersey, driving athletes with special needs, including her granddaughter, to competitions. Kathleen says it was hard to get a hold of her mother before 6 p.m.
She was out of the house all the time, whether it be going to her doctor's appointments or taking somebody to the doctor or taking somebody here, there, everywhere, taking somebody to church.
Still, Frances knew how to treat herself. She liked lunching with friends and listening to her favorite singer, Elvis Presley. And once a week for 40 years, Frances got her hair done. Martina says Frances's kids made fun of her short hair placed in tight curls, which they dubbed the poodle do.
Her daughter would say, "Oh my God, look at that poodle do." And she would just tell her, "Mind your own business. It's not your hair, it's my hair, and I like it." And that was that.
Always the planner, Frances made her funeral arrangements long before the pandemic hit. Big Mama, who got her nickname because of her size, was cremated and then buried with an Elvis pocketbook. And that was that. Jimena Conde, WHYY News.
I've laughed and cried, had my fill, my share of losing, and now.